Controlled ovarian stimulation, or COS, is the process of using medications to encourage the ovaries to develop multiple follicles at once, rather than the single follicle that grows in a natural cycle. When used for IVF or egg freezing, the goal of COS is to safely mature as many eggs as possible for a particular patient's body in that month. The process moves through three phases: suppression, stimulation, and trigger. The suppression phase quiets the body's natural hormone production before stimulation begins. The goal is to prevent any one follicle from getting a head start, so the ovaries can develop multiple follicles of similar size in the next phase. Not everyone needs this phase. Your care team will determine whether it applies based on your specific situation. A baseline appointment confirms hormone levels, uterine lining, and follicle size are where they need to be before moving forward with stimulation. In the stimulation phase, daily injections of gonadotropins, medications that provide FSH and LH activity, are used to develop multiple follicles at once. Your care team tailors the type and dose of gonadotropins to your medical history and test results. Factors like age, AMH levels, antral follicle count, and prior treatment response help guide those decisions. Stimulation typically takes 9 to 14 days, though occasionally it can be faster or slower than this. Throughout that time, monitoring appointments track how the follicles are responding, using blood draws to measure estrogen and progesterone levels, and internal, vaginal ultrasounds to measure follicle size and count. A good response produces roughly 8 to 20 follicles, though the range can vary widely, from very few to 30 or more, depending on ovarian function and protocol. If too few or no follicles develop, your care team may recommend canceling the cycle. For people under 35, this happens in about 5% of cycles. For people over 42, the rate rises to roughly 15 to 20%. If a cycle is canceled, your care team will discuss adjusted protocols for the next attempt. Once the largest follicles reach optimal size, the trigger injection is given. This completes the final maturation of the eggs and sets the clock for retrieval, which takes place 35 to 37 hours later,